Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300. You've been waiting, we've been promising, now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We like to round off every Friday afternoon's Issues Etc. As often as we can, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a little review of what we've done throughout the week with the best of our guests. We bring them forward as soundbites, short pieces of audio that you can listen to very quickly. And then, all we ask you to do is listen and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You can vote for it because you find it intriguing, interesting, never heard it before, want to hear it again, agree, disagree. All you need to do is give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, with your vote for Soundbite of the Week. We're playing all four soundbites here in just a moment. You can also vote via email. We get those votes in real time right here. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can tweet your vote to us at Issues ETC, or voted our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do that this afternoon. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Go there and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We always give away the LPR bundle package to the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. So get ready to vote, but first let's listen to our soundbite. Soundbite number one from Harold Camping himself as he calculates the date of the rapture.
Christ was crucified on April 1, 33 AD, and of course May 21, 2011 is the time when we get to the end, when the rapture is going to occur. And if you take the 1978 years from AD 33, April 1, to April 1 of 2011, you multiply 1978 times 365.242 days, and you get a number, and then you have to add 51 more days in order to get to May 21, and lo and behold, you get the answer of 722,500 days. But when you break that down to its important numbers, it is 5 times 10 times 17 times 5 times 10 times 17. And lo and behold, 5 is the atonement, 10 is completeness, and 17, that is used in places in the Bible illustrating being taken up into heaven. So we have 5 times 10 times 17. Wow, that just fits perfectly.
This is a great example of how you don't have to agree with a soundbite in order to vote for a soundbite. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, coming to you live. It's May the 20th. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet and your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson, on the Holy Spirit's place in the Trinity.
We often get this idea that we don't spend enough time on the Holy Spirit, because all three persons of the Holy Trinity are equal. They ought to all get equal time. And they are all equally God, but there is a hierarchy within the Holy Trinity, as it's been revealed to us in Scripture, not one of more power or less power, but in the way that the Holy Trinity operates, as is described in the Holy Scripture. And that is mainly that our faith lives by the Spirit, but is in the Son, who directs us to the Father. And the Holy Spirit is described in the Scriptures as not talking much about himself. His purpose is to point us to the Messiah. It is the second person of the Trinity who is our mediator, our advocate, and so forth. The Holy Spirit is interested in glorifying the Christ, the Messiah, and he points all of our attention to the incarnation, God becoming flesh and laying down his life as a sacrifice for us.
All right, if you're voting for that one, it's soundbite number two. Pastor David Peterson, the Holy Spirit's place in the Trinity. 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, or email us your vote right here. talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse. Germany is funding in vitro fertilization. Here are her thoughts on that.
The reason they have a low birth rate is because people have already been in retreat from relationship, right? And so to subsidize IVF is to subsidize the very thing which is the ultimate cause of the thing, which is to say, have a baby without having a relationship. That's what the German government is going to pay you to do, have a baby without having a relationship. I didn't see anything in the report about putting restrictions on abortion, for example. You know, that would be another sort of thing you could do if you were worried about your birth rate, right? But I didn't see him talking about that. But, you know, all of these trends, it seems to me, are pointing towards the same thing, which is that we've been retreating from relationship for a long time, and now all of a sudden we're seeing the negative consequences of that, but we're still not willing to retrace our steps and say, wait a second, maybe we went off the rail some time ago, and we need to go back and look at marriage and the union of a man and a woman. That generative aspect of the union of a man and a woman is something valuable and precious and worth preserving and celebrating. Nobody seems to be willing to do that, and I think that's quite odd.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the failure of biblical criticism.
If you looked at your love letters and you looked at your term papers, I hope that you would find a radical difference between them. You've written both, but if the style is the same, either you never got married or you never managed to pass an academic course. I mean, the fact of the matter is there are innumerable different reasons for writing in different audiences, and we choose our style and our vocabulary accordingly. And this is the kind of thing that poor Ehrman is apparently incapable of comprehending, or he doesn't want to comprehend it, because if he went with the historic church during the last 2,000 years, he probably wouldn't be able to sell the same number of books.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery responding to Dr. Bart Ehrman and laying out the failure of biblical criticism. Should it be soundbite of the week? I want to hear from you. This break is a great time to call and vote. It's time to pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. That's a great way to vote. And by the way, if you vote by the phone, you get to vote first. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Real Reformation Radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program, Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues Etc. The topic, the Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.
Time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. On this Friday afternoon, May the 20th, we are coming to you live. Now, phone call votes get top priority, and we're giving away an LPR bundle package. That's an Issues Etc. mug, pen, bumper sticker, and an I Have Issues t-shirt. 1-877-623-6943. The LPR bundle package goes to the best vote. Not necessarily the vote that gets into electing the soundbite of the week, just the best vote in our estimation. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Visit our Facebook fan page and vote there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, your choices are from the four pieces of Issues Etc. audio. Your choices are going to be soundbite number one. That would be, now wait a minute, just fell off my screen. Well, instead of giving you your choices, let's see what Matt has to say listening in Rochester, New York. Matt, welcome.
Hello. I'm going to vote for soundbite number two.
And why is that?
Because, what?
Why is that?
Oh, because, well, it just reminds me of a lesson a teacher gave me once, and she just spent the whole hour talking about Jesus and what he had done for us, and she was supposed to be talking about the Holy Spirit. And at the end, she said, well, that's because the Holy Spirit points to Jesus, and I just think that's an amazing point.
That's a great way of teaching about the work of the Holy Spirit, too. Thank you very much, Matt. Thanks for listening in New York. What about the rest of you? He votes for soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson, on the Holy Spirit's place in the Trinity. You can also choose from soundbite number one, Harold Camping, as he calculates the date of the rapture. Soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse on German funding of in vitro fertilization and the retreat from relationship, as she says it. Or soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the failure of biblical criticism and his response to Dr. Bart Ehrman. Albert in Mission Viejo, California says, I'm voting for Mr. Camping only because he's such an intriguing combination of nuttiness and deception. He really believes it's going to happen. He really, really believes it's going to happen. Thanks for listening in California. Brady in Minnesota says, number one, Harold Camping. It's a reminder for me of how arrogant it is to think that we can predict something that Jesus said would come like a thief in the night. Also, a good self-reflection of how arrogant I can be about my intelligence on things that I have no business trying to figure out. Lord, have mercy. Well put, Brady, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. Ernest in Red Bluff, California says, number two, Pastor David Peterson reminds us to be Christ-centered and cross-focused. Yes, just the way the Holy Spirit is Christ-centered and cross-focused. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send your vote to us via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. An Italian, well, not necessarily an Italian listener, but someone listening in Italy, votes for number three. That's Alicia saying, the last bit, that there is a lack of celebration when a man and a woman are joined in marriage, made me think about what pop culture tells us about marriage, which is that it is self-glorifying, centers around emotion, and how happy the other makes you. And that appearance, the dress, the flower, the party, etc., are of utmost importance. These things point to at least a part of the problem in that they don't celebrate marriage. Instead, they celebrate the individuals who are entering a contract that society now calls a marriage. Very well put. Alicia, thanks for listening. In Italy, so that was a vote for soundbite number three. Michael, or Mitchell, it's Mitchell, in Lamar, Missouri, says, I have to vote for John Warwick Montgomery. The soundbite comes from his response to Bart Ehrman. Oh, it was so good, he says. I could listen to it 100 times. For a consolation prize, Harold Camping on Sunday morning. Camping will need something to cheer him up. Well, maybe a consolation prize for Harold Camping there. Still plenty of times for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or just send us an email. Talk back at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is a little one, but it's an important one. We often talk about a six-day creation. We assume it in our conversations that don't deal directly with creation, but deal with other matters theologically. Why? Because the Bible assumes it as well and explicitly teaches a six-day creation there in Genesis chapter 1. That's the subject of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, In the Beginning God, Creation from God's Perspective by Dr. Joel Heck. You can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or because this book is only $3.99, I suggest you call Concordia Publishing House and just order one. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Todd in Kenosha, Wisconsin, says he's got to vote for Pastor David Peterson. That would be soundbite number two. His reason? Because he's just that awesome. Well, as I said, your reasons are your own. So which should it be? Should it be soundbite number one, Harold Camping calculating the date of the rapture? Soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson on the Holy Spirit's place in the Holy Trinity. Soundbite number three, Jennifer Roback Morse on Germany's funding of in vitro fertilization. Or soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the failure of biblical criticism and his response to Bart Ehrman. 1-877-623-MYIE. Still plenty of time to vote. Live this Friday afternoon. 877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Steve in Wheat Ridge, Colorado says, oh, it has to be number one. That would be Harold Camping calculating the date of the rapture. I assume he just finds it a remarkable soundbite. Thanks for listening in Colorado. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Monday on the program, we're going to be talking with Greg Lockwood on 1 Corinthians and the resurrection. It's not just 1 Corinthians 15 that deals with the resurrection, although that is the big resurrection verse. And you know there's so much there on the resurrection, on how Paul presents it, on how it's central to the gospel message, central to the Christian faith, and on what Paul tells us follows the resurrection of the dead, not only Christ's resurrection, but our resurrection on the last day. Be listening Monday on Issues Etc. Dr. Greg Lockwood will walk us through 1 Corinthians and the resurrection. Tuesday, Dr. Arthur Just will join us. We'll talk about the visitation. Jonathan in Iowa says, I'm voting for Dr. Montgomery because it's great and timely response and because I'm going to the Apologetics Academy this summer. Well, I can guarantee you, Jonathan, you will have a great time at Dr. Montgomery's Apologetics Academy. Not only will you be able to sit at the feet of him and Craig Parton and other great apologists, but especially if you stick around for the end of the week when you do the tour of the Alsace region, it's really a lot of fun. And Dr. Montgomery manages to hold forth and talk about that region all the way there and all the way back on the bus. I love the time that I spent there. Paul in Fort Wayne, Indiana, says he's voting for Pastor David Peterson. Well, the winner for Issues Etc. soundbite this week is soundbite number two, none other than Pastor David Peterson, talking about the Holy Spirit's place in the Trinity.
We often get this idea that we don't spend enough time on the Holy Spirit because all three persons of the Holy Trinity are equal. They ought to all get equal time. And there is a They are all equally God, but there is a hierarchy within the Holy Trinity, as it's been revealed to us in Scripture, not one of more power or less power, but in the way that the Holy Trinity operates, as is described in the Holy Scripture. And that is mainly that our faith lives by the Spirit, but is in the Son, who directs us to the Father. And the Holy Spirit is described in the Scriptures as not talking much about himself. His purpose is to point us to the Messiah. It is the second person of the Trinity who is our mediator, our advocate, and so forth. The Holy Spirit is interested in glorifying the Christ, the Messiah, and he points all of our attention to the incarnation, God becoming flesh and laying down his life as a sacrifice for us.
That's the winning soundbite this week, soundbite number two, Pastor David Peterson on the Holy Spirit's place in the Trinity. The winner of the LPR bundle package this week, I'm going to give it to Ernest in Red Bluff, California. Thanks for your vote. Thanks for all your votes, everybody who voted and played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Ernest, if you would email us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you an LPR bundle package, and thanks to everybody for playing Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. That's our website. Or you can donate by check. Just make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to us, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember to make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. When you go to church this weekend, look around you, the people sitting in front of you, behind you, the people you're shaking hands with in the narthex, drinking coffee with before Bible class. Invite those fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. As I mentioned, Monday on the program, we'll talk about the resurrection of Christ and of us, according to 1 Corinthians with Dr. Greg Lockwood. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.